signs in the house.
We'll call the Gage County Board of Equalization to order for Wednesday, June 11th, 2025. At 8:33 on the clock, the Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left.
I'm just so...
Attendance by observation.
I want to say things.
Adams, Claybaugh, Haxby, Teeman, Dorn, and Jurgens. Up first, approve or disapprove the agenda as presented?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Adams. Any discussion? Please vote. Six in favor, motion carries. Approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous meeting?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Claybaugh. Any discussion? Seeing none, please vote. Six in favor, motion carries. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. This would be for equalization, tax equalization. Any comments from the public? Please come up, sir. Would you give your name and address for the record, please?
Steve Weiss, Wilbur, Nebraska, which I live in Gage County, so that's that's kind of not a big issue, but 12911 West State Highway 41, Wilbur, Nebraska. 68465.
Go ahead, sir.
I believe that it needs to be looked on by this board. The procedure of protest on a tax evaluation. I got my tax statement last week and went into the assessor's office on Monday for explanation on a couple of tracks, and basically I was told that a MIPS was responsible for the one track of land, which is on the edge of Claytonia. It's a bin site. In 86, I moved a trailer there, just trailer house on the site, was informed it was out of the city limits, had to pay for my water, and had to dig my own sewer lagoon or a lagoon system for it. And through the essence of time, and maybe this is a local town board issue, but now it's zoned in the city, and I think I might know how that happened too, but there was no real public awareness. That's off the site. Anyhow, this particular tract of land went from 127,000 valuation, which I know that it's supposed to be based on actual sales, and I always questioned that. If I would have called a realtor and said I want 127,000 off this bin site, I think I might have got laughed at, but for the sake of, we all pay taxes. It's not a big number, but seems big to me. But anyhow, it got raised to $333,605. That's over 250%. So, stopping in the assessor's office, I was told to get a hold of a Derek at MIPS. I called yesterday, and I don't think I left a message. I thought I'll try him later in the day. Well, this morning I called, left a message, so that's ill material. But whatever this excuse may be, through the appeals process, it was brought to my attention that I have to prove that it's not worth that. I think that is a ridiculous, call it, position to put the taxpayer in. We're not assessors. We're not exposed to the sales information. When they're going to raise your taxes to a level where you can't understand the increase, I think it should fall strictly on their shoulders to say, here's the case scenarios, which in this case, I'm not sure what he's going to show me yet, but waiting for the phone call. I haven't silenced my phone just in case he'd timingly call and we could all hear his discussion. But I believe that is a procedure totally outlined, as I called Emily, and she's been quite helpful also. The other thing that I think needs to be considered, The whole town really got some huge adjustments, nothing like this. But the MIPS had the, excuse, that they're way behind Hallam and Cortland. I served a few terms on the Corn Growers Board for Nebraska. And this is nothing new. Way back, I'm going to say 20, maybe 20 plus years ago, we did a study in cities below 600 population that lost their last food service. And by the way, this probably pertained more to the Class 1 school issues, but it was part of the study. Cities that lost their last food source, didn't matter if it was a gas and shop, if it was a restaurant, if it was a bar, if it was a meat locker, some place where they couldn't go get a gallon of milk or bread or any kind of food service, their properties devalued an average of 25% because of losing that food source. So it was a huge issue at that time. I think that needs to be looked at very closely when you're comparing a town with a bakery and two gas and shops and the other town with two bars and a huge industry north of it. We haven't built a new house, I believe, in Claytonia in the last 10 years, but might be one. Gary Thompson built a house, but otherwise we hadn't built a house in 15 years. We were without a bar for 4 years. We have one now, but who knows how long it'll be there because it's not open hardly enough, or it's very questionable hours, and that's usually not a good sign. So I think that needs to be weighed in consideration, too. If they're going to use scenario towns, they need to look at that factor also.
Well, first of all, MIPS isn't responsible for anything. That's the assessor's office. MIPS is just working for the assessor's office.
Okay, well, that's who I was told to refer to.
They're the ones that actually probably investigated and looked at the properties. I'll let Patty comment. I believe as far as how the valuations are... Oh, I'm sorry. Doggone it.
You're right.
Refer to the assessor. And
I'm not prepared to comment on
Patty, you know what? Roger's right. We at public comment, we aren't allowed to talk back and forth
and
with you.
And Emily explained that. But I think this is worth discussing. I think it needs to be looked at as the whole board. And I didn't expect explanation at this point. But I think these things need to be considered when either choosing a source for valuation, both things directly. And I also have a property that went up 40-some percent, but I haven't talked to Don on that yet, so it's really where I know I got to take it. But my big thing is what I just brought up that I think you guys do need to assess.
I apologize.
Is this
not
the one?
Yes.
I apologize not being able to converse back and forth. I forget on that on a regular basis. I would refer you to the assessor's office, and she can explain how the protest period works. We don't choose that. A lot of what the county does, we're administrators of the state law. The state decides how the protest period, the timelines, how it's done. Without making comment on it, I'd agree we aren't appraisers or assessors ourselves, so that always makes it tough going back the other way. But if this isn't resolved, please come back to us. But I'd refer you to the assessor for now. My number's listed also if you want to give me a call.
Appreciate it. Thank you for hearing me.
Thank you. And in public comment, like I say, I'm terrible about that. I forget we are not allowed to discuss back and forth. Thank you, Roger. Anyone else like to talk at public comment for Board of Equalization?
I get what I can say is, I sat through Carney, and when they're trying to tell me market valuation, we're going to have to agree I don't agree with how they come up with their market valuation. So they may have a model. The model may follow what they want. I'll never agree that it's a market valuation.
Can I answer that?
Yeah.
Wait a second. As we're discussing this, Roger, can we have a discussion on this during public comment, or should we have a agenda item in a future meeting where we discuss this?
Well, one of the things I think you're going to get into talking about these contracts here real shortly, that's going to be a collateral to those contracts. But I, you know, as far as where you're getting into that, I think you want to have a special agenda item so people can, the public knows it can come in and talk about that item. And again, well, everybody wrestles with this. So that's just, you know, it's a good comment, but it's something I think the board is well aware of. And as we go through these this year in particular, it's going to be a little more heightened examination, I think, just because the raise is coming up.
Instead of going back and forth on this right now, we'll have an agenda item on our next meeting where we can talk about how valuations are set, what the process is, the rules, if there are questions, how valuations are set, how the protest period works, things like that, but then also the board can discuss between itself or with the public how that works as well. This could be a lengthy discussion, and like I say, that hasn't been advertised, so
I would bring the appraisers in too.
It'd be great to have them come in, and
because they're a company that are representing us as far as, you know, what they're doing for the 1 and 6 year plan for the new computer system I went on and things like that.
What's more, Beatrice has not been reevaluated yet by any outside source. That'll be this next year. You're going to have half the county again that sees probably fairly substantial changes in a relatively short amount of time. So,
can I just say one thing, and it doesn't have anything to do with, you know, it does with the MIPS program. I think, Rex, you have to realize what's going on in the market, how it was arrived at the final value. We've never seen sales like we've seen now in the last 3 years. I mean, have you in Blue Springs?
So you're not reflecting market value. You're saying that the sales should not be reflective of market value.
Yes, they should.
I would refer this back to an agenda item in the future, just okay, because we are.
Yeah, because it gets complex. It's not as simple as this isn't worth that or this isn't. There's a whole.
There you go.
They were teasing me for not gabbling ever. So we'll wait for an agenda item in 2 weeks. Discussion on valuations.
You feeling sick in 2 weeks?
Discussion on valuation process. The meaning of valuations also, because a lot of people don't understand what the valuations actually mean as well. They think that's lineally related to their tax, which is not. The taxing agencies are responsible for what tax you pay, not the valuation. But
Of yesterday, we were only up at 39 protests. So out of 16,000 parcels.
That's pretty amazing.
It'll come in at the end.
I would keep the reins in your hand, because that's going to change.
I know. And I'm just saying, though, you know.
But
we need to explain, and that's what I hope to do in the office, or the people that have done this can explain to the people so they understand it.
Mr. Claybaugh.
I saw in the paper this morning that Don had posted a notice that protests were at 1 o'clock on 3 different times. I don't remember the time, but it was in the paper this morning for the notice.
So we anticipate when they do the referees that we'll be hearing them. So.
And so, Rick, basically you're kind of new to this because you're on the board for the first time. So what we do is informal hearings, and those are very, very good. I mean, if you read this sheet that Derek wrote, I think that go around. I'm going to give that to the press, too. They will have an informal of 10 to 15 minutes. They need to talk at depth what's going on with that property. We'll set Daryl and the people that are your referees up with the 10 to 15-minute increments with people. That's the informal part. If they can kind of settle it then that'll be great. That'll come to you as a final hearing then. And by July 25th, we have to have those all done. Unfortunately, all of them come in at the very end. And that's a problem, because we get them June 30th, then we got to set people up real quickly to get them done by July 25th. And those are the dates that Don's public, yep. You know, So anybody's welcome to come to my office to understand the process. Like I said, it doesn't do any good to get angry behind a screen or get angry until you come talk to me. You know, have I seen things that concern me? Yes. You know, and I've been told, I've understood. Rex has talked to the gentleman at length, and I appreciate that because it requires discussions. And so that's what I hope you do instead of getting so angry quickly and start throwing, you know. It's best to just try to understand. I've had to go by the state guidelines to be in compliance, 92 to 100%.
And I would steer this towards that agenda item.
I'm just kind of a little bit, because there's people angry out there now.
There are angry people.
I understand, but we've done this for years. You've been on the board back in the day.
No, it's not the first time.
It's nothing new. It's just painful right now. And
like I say, well, the valuations and taxation are not the same. I want to have that discussion on an agenda item just so that we do welcome this to the public. We'll bring in more chairs if we need to. But we'll have that on in 2 weeks, discussion on valuation process. We can do it at the Board of Equalization, or we can do it on, I suppose it'd be appropriate to do it on the Board of Equalization.
I was just going to say, as a note, just because, you know, we're going to be a lot closer to the protest deadline by the time that meeting occurs, just like, as you said, there is a difference in valuations and taxation. So while values are important and they play a part of it, it's your levies that are set by the different taxing authorities, because that's the one misconception that we hear a lot of, is that my values went up, my taxes are going to go up. May or may not. Depends if they equally go up or not, if their piece of the pie stays the same or not.
And one thing I do want to thank Emily, because we've been in discussions back and forth. I think one night it was 11 o'clock at night. We were still working on it. Well, you weren't in bed. I don't know. Poor kids. But, you know, we were still working on what she put out there, and it's great information if you understand it.
I actually forwarded that on to some people as well. I'll steer back to public comment. Is there any other public comment for the Board of Equalization? Please come up, sir. Would you give your name and address for the record? And we won't have conversation back and forth. I'm going to be stricter on this. We'll have this in a couple weeks on an agenda item.
Okay. My name is Dan Abler. I live at 250 Cottonwood Avenue in Claytonia. My valuation went up a little over 300%. I have a claim from the insurance company. I don't know if I'm going to get paid for it. My house couldn't have gone up that much. Right now I'm working on my patio to fix that up because it's been dived down. I just started on that last week. I don't know what they did. I don't know what they looked at, because I got metal siding on that, thank God of that, because it's still shedding water. But I got dings all over, my screens are shot, the trim around my windows need to be replaced, because they're all dinged up.
Can I interrupt you? How do you spell your name? I'm trying to look up your property.
Ebeler. I don't know what they looked at, if they looked at anything. I don't think they looked at anything. I think they put a I wasn't home at the time. They said that they put a sticker in my door. I was supposed to call them. Well, we go through our garage when we leave and come home. So with the weather, some of the winds that we've had, I don't know what day they checked it. With the winds that we've had here, if we've had to bring our stuff in off our porch because they blow away. Now, a little piece of paper is going to blow away. I don't care if it's stuck in the door or where it's at. And maybe somebody came and visit when the winds were blowing and it blew away. I don't know what happened to it. But to go up 300%, it's probably $50,000, $60,000 claim. Plus, I got my gutters, my downspout. I had gutter guards on. They're gone. And I can't get, and I got the federal government looking into the insurance company, why they didn't replace it. We're getting close. I think we're getting fairly close. I don't know for sure, but Now, how can you miss a 60, raise it 300% and miss $60,000? My carpets need, I replaced my floor just last month, my wood floors, because they were starting to peel up the corners and places. I just replaced that last month. Now I'm working on my patio because it's shot. And I do that, I'm doing it myself because I'm not going to pay ridiculous prices people are making. You know, I've never done that. So, like I said, I don't know who you got, but you got the wrong people looking at this stuff. They don't know nothing, absolutely nothing.
And I would refer you to Patty's office if they can give you additional information on that without talking back and forth. We will have this on in 2 weeks where it'll be an agenda item and we can discuss back and forth more. Hopefully we'll have some more information at
2 weeks
time.
From today?
2 weeks from today.
Okay.
Not next Wednesday, but the following Wednesday.
Same time?
Yes.
Okay, because I got an 9:45 or 8:45, and evidently you started about 8:30. Because I called yesterday, and that's what time they gave me. And so,
depending on when damage was, I would ask the assessor also tell them when damage.
8:30.
The meeting will be at 8:30. The equalization meeting. I don't know how we'll do that with a regular board meeting. We'll have to discuss because that may run way long. I would also encourage you to ask the assessors, give her information as far as when the damage at your house occurred.
It was about when we had that last major hailstorm, about 3 or 4 years ago.
And like I say, I've got to just refer you on, but keep that in mind, the dates for the assessor as well. Okay. But we'll have something on in 2 weeks.
But my house has got dings all over it, and they didn't look at it. They couldn't have looked at it. But if they did, they were blindfolded. So that's all I got to say. You need to get somebody else to look at this stuff, not these people. They don't know what they're doing.
Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Anyone else for public comment at the Board of Equalization? Request for future agenda items? If not, I would ask for a motion to approve or disapprove the agreement with Cardinal Assessment Group, LLC, for refereeing services for 2025 assessment year.
Motion to approve.
Second. Moved by Dorn, second by Haxby. This would be Josh, and he has been working with the assessor's office over the last several years between himself and under Mr. Stannard previously.
Josh is on his own now, though.
Last year as well, correct? Any comment, questions?
Once we get this in place, Patty, I'd like to talk to Josh a little bit more on how the process and getting it standardized the same so that we can make it easier in the future.
And this would be for refereeing services, which we've opted to do just so that we have the same set of eyes on all properties as they come through the Board of Equalization. Additional comment, question? If not.
You might just, when you were talking about the protests are coming up real quickly.
I can't hardly hear you, Roger. Sorry.
The protests are coming up real quickly, like somebody commented. I think getting this information out to the media so they can, you know, like at the paper, maybe even have an appearance with Mr. Kennedy, that can help too, because there is a lot of misinformation out there, and it's nobody's fault. It's just a lot of stuff going on right now. People are not happy. If you give them at least the information why we're doing certain things, I think that may help a little bit. They may not make them any happier, but at least they understand it. And I think that's a basic problem we usually have, is that they don't understand how this system works. Quite frankly, I don't either, but
we have a local celebrity interviewer here in the audience. Doug, would there be any way to get Patty on the... is there any way we could get Patty on the radio in the next week or so and just to discuss?
We could do... we're usually pretty booked up at 8:30, but we could do something like between 8:30
and 8:30. Enjoy me, Eric.
I'd be happy to.
Well, do you want to come out? Let me get with you afterward, because I don't...
You mean tomorrow? Or next week?
Probably next week.
Who do you think you are, Patty? You can't just jump in tomorrow.
Well, I just want to Dave
doesn't schedule. But if we could...
I'm pretty popular right now.
That might be good, though, and I would
they
encourage...
They know your name.
I would encourage people, though, file your protests if something is wrong. Talk to your office so that we can make initial changes ahead of time. Get an informal book so that we can try to take care of some items there. We do have a motion by Dorn, second by Haxby, to approve Cardinal Assessment Group for refereeing services. Additional questions, discussion? If not, please vote. 6 in favor, motion carries. Approve or disapprove agreement with Multi-County Informational and Programming Services, MIPS, for referee services for 25 assessment year. They would be the ones that have done the reassessment of rural gauge as well as the villages. I think it'd be important for them to be there so that they can explain why different valuations were made or at least be able to justify their thoughts on this.
Well, they would be the referees on the small towns.
They would be refereeing, but the assessments were presented by them this year, so they'd have that information.
I do have a question on that. Can they referee where they're the ones that did the assessment?
That's the question I've had forever. Daryl does the same thing. Josh does the same thing.
No, you're
all
right
referees.
There. It's been that way for years.
And I don't. The thing is we are so short-staffed on people, but all these people have worked at the Department of, Property Tax Division. Derek was right-hand person to Ruth Sorensen back in the day. He's taught me classes. Daryl's actually taught classes. These guys have got experience. I think what they're finding is when they get into small towns, you've got a cookie-cutter town that's not exactly like Lincoln or some of those that all the houses in a row are kind of the same. The sales have been phenomenal.
Rex,
never seen anything like that. And that's just a comment to Rex that, you know, I'm just saying, come look at our sales book. We have all the information.
I would say the separation of duties there, which I think is what you're getting at. Basically, the one that made the assessment or the assessment recommendation would be refereeing between the county and the property owner. Where that separation would be made, if they can't come to an agreement between those two, it will still come back to the Board of Equalization for final determination.
And once you said Daryl has done it, Daryl did it years ago.
He's been here forever. I mean, you know, but the thing of it is, everybody's got to understand the process. I passed the R&O, which is Reports and Opinions of the Tax Commissioner, on every single thing that I'm in. So how this appears, how this comes out, I'm held to the state of Nebraska, and that's Myron and those guys that decide in the legislature how this goes down as far as the values. And so we do. My girls have taken some pretty nasty phone calls, and I've called Gus. I don't know that I talked to Roger, but I talked to Gus. I said, we're going to say you calm down. You let us explain it to you. You come in here. Let's be, you know, adults. No use of screaming. No use of yelling and using terrible, terrible language. And I told my girls to say, when you calm down, come in, and we will discuss it with you. Have a good day and hang out. And that's what we've been doing.
We have a motion by Haxby to approve.
Second.
Second by Adams. Just like in this meeting, I hope that people do have good decorum as they come talk to you. It's not going to get any further by yelling, even if it is frustrating.
The anger is on house insurance going up, everything going up. General population out there is just angry.
We have a motion by Haxby, second by Adams, to approve Multi-County Informational and Programming Services, MIPS, for the refereeing services for 25 assessment year. Ms. Haxby.
I was just going to reiterate, this information that was sent in the email from MIPS is very good. I spent a couple hours when I was out at County Board Conference trying to understand all of this because of the extra phone calls. This is really outside of our wheelhouse. As Eric said, that we see it only as it comes to us as equalization. I'm surprised as everybody else is when I open that letter in the mail. But it is good for us to understand that process, to be able to help answer those questions. And that, I mean, I think the big thing from on this end of it is that protests aren't a bad thing.
No.
They're meant to correct those things that may have been overlooked or overreported or even well, nobody's going to let us know if it was underreported. But just getting it correct, it's about being equal. So I think that's a very good write-up to try to explain, and it is very complex.
It is. And can I have one more statement? We want to make sure that everybody's paying their fair share for the county purposes, for the school purposes, for the cities, and all those kinds of things. And, you know, the taxpayer is determining, the market is determining what we have to go up. You know, the sold and the unsold are treated the same. So if a guy down the street pays $250,000 for a house, if you have a house that's likable to his, the unsold, that's probably going to see an increase. Not one sale, but we have several. And so when you see the unsold being treated the same as the sold, that's a hard pill to swallow. And, you know, people don't understand that concept. But what people are doing in the market does matter to all of us, you know.
By state law, we have a motion by Haxby, second by Adams. Any additional discussion on MIPS working as referees this year? If not, please vote. 6 in favor, motion carries. One more agenda item for equalization. Approve or disapprove tax correction slips number 14 and 15. I have those in front of me here. These were both Turk cases. I believe the county, I guess I can't say that. An agreement was reached on both of these through Turk. One, let's see here. They both confessed judgments on Turk cases. Between the two, they're somewhere around just shy of $10,000 combined. But these are two cases that went to Turk and came back to us now.
Move to approve. Second.
Motion by Adams, second by Claybaugh. Would anyone like to see these tax correction slips? This is post-Turk, so this is after it's gone on for equalization, Board of Equalization approval, Turk for final say, and back to us now. If no comment, please vote. 6 in favor, motion carries. Is there anything?
Can I just... We had to make 7 books for each of these property protests, so on this Turk case. So we have paid Daryl quite a bit of money in order to do this because they just confessed to judgment just within the last, few days. So the books are in Turk's possession right now because we've talked about it and talked about it until they agreed to it. So the amount of money that we spent was making the 7 books for the 7 commissioners, or not 7, it was 4. Well, then you get other copies. So it was quite a bit of work to be done to go up there, and they're at the state level. And now I think Monday was our meeting, 16th or whatever.
The documents have been filed with the court, so there won't be.
I know. I'm just saying that the money went into it by us with all the documentation to Turk, so you're going to still have somebody that was working on it quite. You know, because we thought we were going to the Turk hearing. So, just FYI.
But once again, that's state procedure. We have no say in how that happens. We just have to follow the rules.
And it was just last kind of collide in the last minute when you're talking the 16th.
We don't have to agree with them, but we do have to follow those rules. Anything else for equalization? Not to push you along, but we are somewhere around 22 minutes behind schedule. Please talk to the assessor's office if you don't agree with your evaluation, kindly. As you discuss that, hopefully we can come to an agreement ahead of time. If not, schedule a time for an informal meeting, and we'll go through the process. With that, we will adjourn equalization at 9:07.